Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, you may have heard me go on and on about the Joburg Library, and this has been an ongoing story, in fact, for years now. And finally, part of the library will be reopened on Friday. On the line with us is chairperson of the Joburg Heritage Foundation, David Fleminger. I think you are on the line, David. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So it calls for a celebration. I mean, I don't know if you're able to see what the library looks like, but it seems like all systems go for Friday. Do you have any more information for us?
Well, as I like to say, we are cautiously optimistic. So everything seems to be in order. We have had, following our protest action a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, there has been good progress being made. There have been regular stakeholder meetings. The contractors have been giving updates. We have had the opportunity as the foundation to comment and give input, and that input has been listened to and in some cases implemented. So it has been a reasonably productive process for the last year or so, and we are eagerly anticipating the partial reopening on Friday so the doors can be open and people can once again enter the building. And of course, we are still keeping our eyes on the grand prize of the full reopening in the middle of the year.
And you know, from what you've been saying over time, relations are improving, and so we can expect that things are going to move swiftly going forward.
Well, yes, we do congratulate the city on allowing us into the process. We and many other members of civil society in many other spheres, not just the library, are here to contribute and to help and to aid in finding effective and correct solutions. We're not obstructive. We're not anti anybody. We just want results. And in this case, we're very gratified that there has been a collaborative approach. And I think the results speak for themselves. Mm-hmm. We are getting the library opened sooner rather than later. Yeah. And things have been progressing in a satisfactory manner.
While I have you here, David, I just want to ask you if you have any update on the Johannesburg Art Gallery, any developments there. The last time you and I chatted, there were some movements there, were not quite authorized. But any updates from you, from your side?
The short answer is that we have been through a long process with various role players. It's a confusing, complicated issue. And I can say that just recently the mayor's office issued a statement saying that they are going to have certain engagements, and we have been invited to one of those stakeholder engagements at the end of this month. So hopefully, as we saw with the library, the civic activism and the kind of civil pressure coming from outside of the city, we hope will really see results and pay off in actually firstly saving the collection and secondly restoring the building to its former glory and making sure it stays that way.
Well, thank you so much for your work. Yeah.
Cautiously optimistic once again.
David Fleminger, thank you for your time, chairperson of the Johannesburg Heritage Foundation. Guys, I'm happy. Okay, I know he's cautiously optimistic. I think it calls for some celebration. Really wonderful. So part of the Joburg Library will be reopening on Friday. Let's go see, especially since it is Human Rights Day. I think it's a wonderful moment for the library, and let's just you know, cross our fingers. Let's hope all of this is going to move in the right direction going forward.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.